This is a special Memorial Day edition of SB Nation Radio, brought to you by Rufus Teague. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Tony DeZiri.
Now, wherever you may be, thanks for joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Talking a lot about the NBA, but let's get to the NHL because the Vegas Golden Knights are taking on the Washington Capitals in the Stanley Cup Final. Ryan Quigley covers the Vegas Golden Knights for SB Nation, Knights on Ice. How are you, Ryan?
Tony, I'm doing well, hanging in there. Getting ready for quite a different night tonight. I don't think anyone is expecting what's about to transpire tonight in the NHL, so I'm just getting ready for it, and it's exciting.
You know, I do this a lot with these cities, especially cities that don't have, that never experienced an NBA Finals in their town or an NHL playoff, you know, whatever the sport is. But in Vegas, this has got to be different because not only has there not been a professional level championship, there hasn't been a professional level team. This is not only new, they didn't even have a chance to dream about this.
Right, exactly. And the whole thing is, it's insane from the very beginning. I went to Vegas, over the summer, even like way before the season even started. I was seeing jerseys, not t-shirts, custom jerseys and things like that all over the place. The city has totally bought into this team, and it really is an incredible thing. And especially considering it's not like, you know, a traditional hockey market and everything. Like when you think of hockey, you think of, you know, the Northeast or, you know, Minnesota or something like that. But the fact that this team in the middle of the desert in Nevada is coming out and doing this, and the people there are, you know, kind of on the ride along with them, it's really awesome. And everything about it, it's just fun. And I think this is what the NHL's needed. I think they've needed a little bit of a Cinderella team like this and a Cinderella fan base as well. So, and that's what we're getting right now with the Golden Knights.
When this was put together, when you talk about a city like Las Vegas, and you go there, and everybody is from somewhere else. Not a lot of Las Vegas locals, but there are some there. But a lot of people move there; they relocate there. Was the idea of getting, you know, saying, "Look, we can build a really strong Vegas fan base," or were they sort of counting on, "Hey, see your Tampa Bay Lightning when they come to town, or see your Anaheim Ducks when they come to town?"
You know, I think that had a lot to do with it. I don't know how much of that the team would ever admit, but I do think that did play a part. For example, Edmonton, whenever they came to Vegas, there were a lot of Edmonton fans there. I remember when they faced the Flyers, the folks over at Broad Street Hockey, they had fans of Philly put together a trip, and like half the city of Philadelphia came to Vegas, the Flyers and Golden Knights at the T-Mobile Arena. So it was a really cool thing to see all these fans from all over the country, and in Canada as well, obviously. And I do think you can't say that wasn't at least a little bit part of the plan. And that's not to say that the fan base isn't there. Again, the fan base is totally there, and they are so bought into this team. It's amazing. I really have not seen anything like this before so quickly. But, yeah, I mean, they're definitely getting people from other places in the country and in Canada and all that. It's benefiting the Golden Knights. It really is. It's really cool to see.
In terms of the expansion draft, I mean, I've seen other sports work this out. It's not always the great players or good players. It's basically players that teams are okay getting, you know, getting parting ways with. The talent level drops off with, but in the NHL, did they do it differently so that a team like Vegas could be competitive? Obviously not this competitive. I don't think anybody could see that, but it was there a way that they did it so that the Vegas Golden Knights weren't going to be mired in last place for a couple of years?
Yeah. So basically, and to be honest, the Knights did have a bit. A lot of people like to say that the expensive draft is rigged. It was not rigged, but the Knights did have a bit of an advantage because they were the only team. Like normally when you have expansion teams, it's like a pair of them coming in. You know what I mean? Like back when the Minnesota Wild came, you know, I think it was the Blue Jackets at the same time as well. When they came in, they basically had to fight over players. And the Golden Knights didn't have to do that. They just came in and they said, all right, we're going to take this guy or we're going to take that guy. And that's pretty much, that's the one thing that I think really helped them. And, you know, I know the NHL is starting to, they're already getting ready for this whole Seattle thing. It's looking like Seattle's going to get a team that's not obviously confirmed yet, but it's certainly looking that way. And if this was 10 years ago, then maybe Seattle and Vegas both get the team at the same time and they have the same expansion draft, but it didn't happen that way. And so Vegas is kind of reaping the benefits there. And it's just, you're seeing what's happening now. And I think what they just wanted to do was just get all the players who were fast and get the good character guys who worked hard on and off the ice. And I know that's cliche. It's really cliche, and it makes me want to vomit a little bit. But it's true, and that's kind of what made this team so good.
What is it about the team, the style of play, that is their bread and butter? In terms of how they get things done, are they a fast team? Are they a drag-it-out defensive team? What are the Vegas Golden Knights?
Speed. Speed all day. They are so fast. And I don't think there are a lot of faster teams in the NHL. They might be the fastest team in the league. If you turn the puck over, their transition game is incredible. If you turn the puck over to them, they're going to make something good happen. And it's incredible seeing them do it, especially given at the beginning of the season, the cast of characters. I remember a lot of people looked at this roster and said, oh, wow, they're going to be awful. They're going to get like 70 points all year. And then they go ahead and they get like, I think it was 112 or something like that. And they absolutely killed it because of their speed and because of their transition game. You cannot make mistakes against this team because they are opportunistic. And they're going to make you pay for every single misstep that you have. And that's really what's made them so good this season.
What has been the learning curve like for the fans? I lived in Nashville for 5 years, and I remember, like, I was blown away how intelligent a Nashvillian who cared a lot about SEC football really was when in terms of hockey, in terms of strategy. Is that the case with the Vegas fan? Again, we talk about transplants. We talk about people who may have liked a hockey team somewhere where it was colder. But was there a learning curve for the fan base to say, hey, this is what this sport is, and these are the things you're watching out for?
You're right. And like you said, there are a ton of people who transplant and they already knew everything, all the rules and all that. I can't say that there wasn't some sort of learning curve for some of the people who jumped on. Every once in a while, you'll see people on Twitter asking questions and stuff like that about a rule. Not so much anymore now that we're like pretty, I mean, it's almost the end of the season now, but they would have questions about some things and the whole community, Twitter community was, you know, seeming to be pretty accepting of that, at least the Golden Knights Twitter community, that is. But I think for the most part now, this is a very intelligent fan base. And I think they understand now how hockey works. You know, it's the desert, but they understand the whole thing. And even before the Knights were there, I think a lot of people from Vegas were rooting for teams like the Los Angeles Kings or the San Jose Sharks or the Arizona Coyotes. Like, there was a hockey presence there. They just didn't have their own team, basically. And so now that they have it, I think the intelligence of that fan base is starting to kind of shine a little bit. So, yeah, I can't say there was no learning curve, but there definitely, it doesn't seem like it now that we're where we are now.
Ryan Quigley joins us here on SB Nation Radio. He covers the Vegas Golden Knights, Knights on Ice for SB Nation. All right, in terms of players, and I was doing a little research before the show today, and I saw here were these players that on other teams getting like 6 or 7 points and maybe a couple of goals, and all of a sudden they get to Vegas and there's an opportunity, and now they've got 50 points and 70 points. Are these players taking advantage of some style of play, or were these hidden gems the whole time and the teams didn't know they had them?
So I think a lot of this, and I'm going to talk a little about William Karlsson here, because he's the guy that came in after scoring like a career-high 9 goals, and then he just explodes for 43. Like, how does that happen? It doesn't, ever. And so I think a lot of it had to do with these players having a bit of a chip on their shoulder. They were mad. They were very upset that their team said, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, if we lose you, that's fine. We'll be better with these guys that we protected. And I think a lot of them took that personally, especially him, you know, Jonathan Marchessault. He was, before he got banged up a few games during the season. If he hadn't gotten banged up, he could have easily been one of the top, you know, 10 point getters in the league or something like that. But he was another guy who just stepped up big time after being exposed by the Panthers. And the whole thing, all these players are really just finding their games now. And it's hard to talk about their transformation and their metamorphosis without naming Gerard Gallant, because he's the guy that's put this whole thing together, and he molded this team. I know people are going to give George McPhee all the credit here, which he deserves, because he did put the whole thing together himself. But the work Gerard Gallant has done to create the chemistry and to create the players that we're seeing now, it's unreal. And without Gerard Gallant, I don't think William Karlsson has the season he has, and I don't think Jonathan Marchessault has the season he has. So I think that's also another huge, huge part of this season for them.
I don't want to get too far ahead, and I don't want to anticipate something, but I want to ask if you could just join me here a little bit. If Vegas wins this cup, this is one of the greatest sports stories we've had in a long time in terms of expansion,
absolutely,
the sort of cast-offs, these guys win. Would you envision a team like that getting the real recognition that other hockey teams don't get, being team of the year like at the ESPYs or something along those lines, where they're celebrated way beyond the sports world into something larger than the sport itself?
I think they have to. I don't see how they can't, because at this point, everyone knows about the Golden Knights right now. Even if you don't follow
it's
hockey,
crazy. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You at least know for a fact that the Golden Knights are doing a thing that, you know what I mean, that hasn't, you know, that doesn't really happen very often. So I don't think that can happen. I think that has to happen. This is a once in a lifetime thing. The last time something like this has happened has been like 50 years ago or something, and it had to happen because it was the new conference, the NHL, and an expansion team basically had to represent that conference in the Stanley Cup final. It was the St. Louis Blues that season. And so it's the whole thing is totally unprecedented. We don't know if this will ever happen again. Based off of prior history, it won't happen again. So this whole thing has to be regarded as one of the top sports stories, not only of the year, but of the past, you know, decades. This is unreal, and a lot of people are talking about this as potentially like a miracle on ice type thing. It's getting a lot of recognition already, and if they end up pulling this thing out, it's only going to get magnified.
Ryan, great stuff. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the Stanley Cup final. Appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you as well. Have a good one.
You too. Ryan Quigley again tonight, the Vegas Golden Knights and the Washington Capitals. I remember was the Avalanche used to be the Quebec Nordiques. So this is an analogy that's not exactly the same thing. But the Nordiques had built up a really good hockey team, and then they moved to Denver. And I arrived in Denver in 2002. So it was the year after they had won the cup in 2001. And I remember talking to another guy, and he said one of the toughest things that is going on in this city is that the fan base of the Avalanche, they don't realize how tough it is to win a Stanley Cup. You know, the team came from Quebec loaded. Right, so it's not the same as what the Vegas Golden Knights are going through. They were loaded. They came. They won the Stanley Cup. They beat the Florida Panthers, I think. And fan base was like, oh, good, this should happen every year. It is really hard to win the Stanley Cup. It is really hard. It's one of the toughest things to do in sports. It is really a tough accomplishment. And yet this band of misfits, again, cast-off teams that said it's okay if this guy is off the team. That guy we need to keep. This guy you can have. All of the people the team said this is the guy you can have created this team that won the Western Conference and are starting the Stanley Cup Final Series in a city that didn't have a professional sports team a year ago. It's a great story. And again, I hope they get all the accolades in the world. I hope it transcends hockey. Hockey's been looking for that for a while. All right, 800-777-2907, 800-777-2907. We've been talking about LeBron. We've been talking about his spot in the NBA Finals, waiting for tonight's opponent. I am Tony D. It's SB Nation Radio.